we're talking about the 40 states that require closing real estate deals with an attorney. Okay, make sure that you check with your particular state. This Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about the 40 states that require closing real estate deals with an attorney, okay? Make sure that you check with your particular state. This actually, I want to give the credit to retipster.com. That's where I got those details from, but this can change with time. So just make sure you check with your state. But if you're just wondering, these things don't change like that. Okay, there are laws that back these things up. There are laws, there are lobbyists, and there are money reasons. There are many interests, thousands of interests that make the states the way they are. So even if they change, it's not going to be overnight. Chances are the states are still the same way they are. All right. So with that being said, I'm going to start basically from the left-hand corner of the country, United States of America. I'm going to start from the northwest, and I'm going to go down the corner all the way to the southwest, California, and things like that, all the way down to Texas, to the south, and then I'm going to come back up to the northeast in that direct way. Okay, so the first state I want to talk to you about here is in Washington State. Real estate transactions are typically closed by escrow agents and title companies. Basically, you don't need a lawyer, okay, if you don't want to. In Oregon, real estate transactions are typically closed by escrow agents and title companies, okay? So you don't need a lawyer in those, okay? So again, I'm talking about the 40 states. So there are 40 states that requires lawyer in some capacity or the other, or maybe the advice lawyer. I'll tell you what that is. It's about 40 of them. But I'm going to talk about the 10 or 11 or so, because DC is also included here that don't require that. So the second one is Oregon. Real estate transactions, no, only escrow agents and title companies required. California, the same thing. In Idaho, the same thing, only escrow agents and title companies are required. In Utah, only escrow agents and title companies are required. In Nevada, only escrow agents and title companies are required. In Arizona, only escrow agents are typically used, okay? You only need escrow agents and title companies. Title companies has escrow agents. That's basically the same thing. All right. In New Mexico, the same thing. In Alaska, the escrow agents and title company. Last but not least, Texas, you only need escrow agents and title companies. So let me go over that really quickly. States where you only need escrow agents and title companies is Washington, Oregon, 2, Idaho, 3, Nevada, 4, California, 5, Alaska, 6, Arizona, 7, Utah, 8, New Mexico, 9, Texas, 10. All right, so the rest of them, some of them, it's not required, but they need to be involved in some capacity. Some of them required in the closing. So I'm going to go with the first one, which is Hawaii, which is the island. In Hawaii, real estate transactions are typically closed by escrow agents, title companies. However, only attorneys may prepare documents. So there are some variants there that you should keep in charge. Again, check with your particular state. And in Montana, real estate transactions are typically closed by the title companies and attorneys. In North Dakota, real estate transactions closed by title companies or an attorney, okay? So now check with your state. They may require an attorney to be involved in some capacity. Wyoming, real estate agents, lenders, and attorneys are involved. They are closed by title companies, real estate, and lenders. In South Dakota, they are closed by a title company, real estate agent, lender, or attorney. In Nebraska, the same thing. In Colorado, they're closed by title companies, brokers, and attorneys. Okay. In Kansas, the same thing, including lenders. Okay. If there's a lender involved. In Iowa, real estate transactions are typically closed by title company, lender, or attorney. Okay. So, Wisconsin. So as you can see, it depends on the transaction. Actually, it depends on what type of transaction. That's why at the end of the day, when you're closing this kind of deal, you can do this business anywhere, virtually, remotely. You can close deals anywhere in the nation, but I always recommend that you use title companies. At least use a title company always, so you can make sure there's clear title. But the title company will basically tell you if you need an attorney or not. Title companies are your friend. Find real estate investors friendly title companies. They're your friend. They will help you with everything else that you need. They will protect your butt because they have to protect their own selves generally. So by default, they will protect you as a default. Okay, it's just opportunity you get to leverage by simply working with a title company. For most of the state, you need a title company anyway, okay, because you want to make sure title is clear. In Arkansas, they're closed by title companies or real estate. Okay, Louisiana, real estate transactions are closed by title companies and attorneys. Okay, now here's the one, it's a few of them. Let me go over this real quick. In Alabama, real estate transactions can be closed by non-attorneys if the individual has a proprietary interest in the property. So if you're the buyer or the seller, okay, all right. However, most transactions require the involvement of an attorney, so it's a little bit different there. In Louisiana, real estate transactions are closed by title companies and attorneys. In Florida, real estate transactions are typically closed by a title agency or attorney. Okay, in Georgia, real estate transaction must be closed by an attorney. Okay, must be closed by an attorney. All right, so that's the first. Okay, so right there I talked about Mississippi, typically closed by an attorney. Georgia, same thing. South Carolina, must be closed. That's a must be closed by an attorney. North Carolina requires the involvement of an attorney. Okay, so that's different languages. Again, why the details of exactly why you need to operate, partner with somebody on ground. So don't do deals outside of people that are on ground. It makes your life easier. You need to understand the power of leverage when you're doing this. Plus, it relieves your time. Let them put the time on the groundwork. They make money with you. You just focus on bringing in deals, bringing in sellers and buyers, bringing in motivated sellers specifically, because that's what real estate wholesaling is about. It has to be motivated sellers and qualified end buyers. Qualified end buyers can be lenders, can be hard money, cost a little bit more, but they're also willing to pay a little bit more than your 30-year in the business investor. Okay, West Virginia requires attorneys. Okay, in New York, real estate transaction must be closed by an attorney. Pennsylvania, real estate transactions are typically closed by a title agency or an attorney. Ohio, real estate transactions are typically closed by a title agent or attorney. Okay, so it's not really a requirement, probably advised. Okay, in Indiana, real estate transactions are typically closed by a title agency or attorney. Illinois, real estate closings can be facilitated by title companies and lenders. However, only attorneys may prepare document. Okay, in Wisconsin, real estate transactions are typically closed by a title agency or attorney. I think we talked about that earlier as well. In Michigan, real estate transactions are typically closed by a title company, real estate agent, a lender, or attorney. So here's my advice for you. If you could grab a pen, any of the states that you feel like you want to go into, you could start writing them down. Okay, all right, so let's go here. All right, let's see what else. I think we touched on Indiana. Tennessee, we didn't touch in Tennessee yet. In Tennessee, real estate transactions are typically closed by a title agency or attorney. We didn't touch Kentucky yet. Kentucky, real estate transactions can be closed by a title agency or an attorney. Okay, I think we may be missing one here. Yeah, this last one. No, not the last one. I got about seven more after this one. In Louisiana, real estate transactions are closed by title companies and attorneys, both. Okay, all right, so I got about 10 more. Okay, in Vermont, real estate transactions must be closed by an attorney. In New Hampshire, real estate transaction must be closed by an attorney. In Maine, real estate transaction must be closed by an attorney. Okay, now the last seven, but not the least, definitely, okay, in Massachusetts, attorneys must be present for closings and take an active role in the transaction. Okay, Rhode Island, attorneys must be present for closing and take an active role in the transaction. In Connecticut, real estate transaction must be closed by an attorney. In Delaware, real estate transactions must be closed by an attorney. In the Washington District of Columbia, the capital, real estate transactions are closed by attorneys and title agencies. Okay. In Maryland, real estate transactions can be closed by a title agency or an attorney. Last but not least, my home state. Okay. Well, I have two home states. I was born in Texas. I live in New Jersey. My home state is New Jersey. In New Jersey, real estate transactions are typically closed by attorneys. Typically closed does not mean it has to be closed by an attorney. It's not a requirement. I know that, at least, you know. Typically closed by an attorney in the northern part of the state. So in the northern part of the state, yeah, that's it's only the state where that's a thing, you know. In the northern part of the state are typically closed by attorneys in the northern part of the state. So anywhere from, you know, from Essex County up into Bergen, up into Hudson County, Jersey City area, typically attorneys are present or involved. But title agencies can be used in the southern part of the state. So we're talking about anywhere close to Philadelphia, Cherry Hill, Mercer County, you know, title agencies can close deals. I know also for a fact that, you know, basically anywhere in the nation, it's just a matter of asking you if you want to. It's not really a crazy requirement, but like I said, I'm not an attorney. Don't take my word exactly for it. I just want to give you an idea of what you're dealing with. And somebody actually asked a question. I decided to go over this. The best way is to talk to a title company on ground, locally, investor friendly, where you live, right? Investor friendly, how do you know? Can you facilitate double closing for me? If they say, what do you mean? Just say, never mind, have a good day. Don't try to convince anybody, okay? For the most part, if they're real estate investor friendly, they will tell you yes. If they're a little bit on the fence, that's because they want to get to know you, say, hey, do you guys do double closing? I'm an investor. And they say, yes, I'd like to stop by and just have a conversation, you know, get to know you, because they want to be comfortable, because these deals, because of certain shady type of people, they may be on the fence or want to make sure they know you. They want to feel on you, kind of, you know. But it's as simple as getting on the phone and ask, hey, do you guys do assignment deals and double closing? And it should be yes. If it's not a yes, if it's a maybe, then you say, hey, let me stop by, let me have a conversation, I have a few deals I may want to bring by your company. They'll be more comfortable in that sense. But if you just want to interrogate them on the phone, they're gonna feel unsafe, because you never know, because there are gray areas in law, in legalities, and basically you want to make sure that you don't make them feel uncomfortable, because if you do that, they're not gonna do it. They're gonna tell you no, straight up. Just say, hey, you guys do double closing, you guys do the assignment type of deals. You get an affirmative yes, say, okay, all right, great, I'm gonna call you back. Or you get a maybe, there's nothing good, hey, can I stop by? Yeah, it's actually a good thing to network, stop by and say hello to them, and they will get to know you more comfortable that way. But for the most part, it's pointless talking to those people if you don't know how to generate leads. If you don't know how to generate motivated sellers, you don't know how to build a buyers list like a professional marketer, is useless. So if you want to learn any of that, I have two free books for you. Simply go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You will find the two books. One is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, obviously, 300 pages, okay? And the other one is Real Estate Money Secret, okay? Just 200 pages. This is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling right here. You get to download it absolutely for free. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.